Good morning, Castle Country. You're listening to Castle Country radio stations. And as always, every single week joining me in the studios, I have got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning?
I'm fabulous on this cold, wintry day.
It is so cold. You know, we thought that we were going to get away with maybe just a light storm this week. It was crazy.
I think we've forgotten what a light storm is. This is a light storm.
Right, it was, right? I mean, it was insane. And for those individuals, you know, I do have to give kudos because yesterday I did have to go into town. I did have to go to the store, which was against my better judgment. But everyone was being very cautious yesterday. I was impressed.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought the drivers were courteous. Snow plows were out fighting the snow all day, and it went well.
It did. Well, along those lines, we have got so many things going on in our community besides the crazy snow and winter conditions. Now that the snow's done for a little bit and it's going to be extremely cold and we're going to have some wind blowing. As always, Sheriff, we've been talking about it for weeks. Don't park your vehicles in the street when it's snowing. We need to get the plows through.
Yeah.
The mail carriers need to get to your mailboxes. Clear the path. If you have an emergency and your house catches on fire and you need your fire extinguisher, your fire hydrant, you better make sure that the fire department can get to it.
Yeah, shovel out. You know, the standard's 3x3, but we ask for 10x10. If you can shovel out a 10-foot radius around your fire hydrant, it'll just help those first responders so much. Because the hoses have to go in there, and it takes a lot of room. And once they charge up, they're rigid.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, Sheriff, you've got some other things on the agenda that you'd like to talk about today, so fill us in.
So I was in training last week in the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, and I went to some tactical training about our SWAT operations and things that we do from a SWAT standpoint. And I was quite impressed with the protocols we've already have in place from SWAT are pretty much spot on with what national SWAT teams are doing. And we were trained on responses to schools and active shooters and all those horrible things that could happen. But it's amazing the direction of the NTOA is the organization, the National Tactics Officers Association. Their direction is the same as ours as far as, you know, we use our snipers like we should, and we have our entry teams, and we have the correct number of SWAT operators on our SWAT team. And so I was quite pleased with that, and we brought back some good training that we want to implement, some school security stuff and a few things like that. So there are some good things happening there, and the training was worth going to. But like I said, from a national level, when I first started in law enforcement, you never heard of these active shooters, you know, and now that's a common theme. And there's intelligence information that shows the trends and what we should prepare for. And our SWAT team is adequately prepared right now for anything that could happen. So.
Right. And I'm glad that you brought that up. When you first started, there are things that are completely different today. And that is something that you as sheriff, with all of your deputies, you want to make sure that they are up to date on all of these new things. I mean, once they go through training, that doesn't mean they're done.
Yeah, absolutely. We always are trying to stay on top of that. And, you know, we based our training plan off of evidence-based practices. So we look at other areas and what they've learned from incidents they've had, and that's what we try to keep our guys up on. Because, you know, the reality with the way of the world today, with Facebook and all the social media, and nothing really happens that doesn't get seen. So people learn, the bad guys learn how to do these things, and so we want to stay on top of how we should respond and be the most efficient we can. So,
and that is reassuring as community members to know that you guys are staying up to date, and should a situation arise, you guys know how to handle it.
You know, and our for a small community that Carbon County is, we have a top-notch SWAT team. It's well-respected throughout the state. So we're lucky to have that level of response. And, you know, we don't use them very much. But if we ever need them, we have them and we're ready. So.
Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention today?
You know, I want to say we're going to be doing some training with Boys and Girls Club, helping the volunteers recognize what it looks like for people to be on illegal substances, so they have an idea if someone comes in there, they know what to look for and what to do if someone does. So we'll be doing that today. Plan on getting out with the seniors in the next month or so and trying to have lunch with them here in at the fairgrounds and up in Sunnyside, East Carbon, and kind of educate them on the local scams. I like to try to keep the seniors up on the scams because they seem to be targeted often. So we're doing things like that. We're busy. We got a hiring process going on right now at the sheriff's office. We have a couple of deputies that one's leaving to go to another agency and one's retiring. So we'll be filling some positions so people that are on our rosters could be getting calls. So.
And if that's something you're interested in, then head on over there, get the information, find out what you need to do.
And I'm going to be looking for a commander for search and rescue. That's a volunteer position, but it's a busy position. So if anyone's interested in that, give me a call.
All right. Well, Sheriff, as always, thank you so much for stopping by the studios, keeping us updated on all the great things that are going on with the Carbon County Sheriff's Department.
I appreciate you guys a lot. Thank you.
For sure. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. Make sure to keep your dials right here.